Continuing with Siddur snippets, and continuing in Birchas HaShachar, we're up to the bracha of Hanosein LaYa'ev Koach. We acknowledge and thank Hashem, who gives strength to those who are exhausted. Rav Baruch HaLevi Epstein in his Sefer Baruch She'amar on Davening asks, this bracha would be much more appropriate to say at night, the end of a long day, when we're exhausted and we need just a little bit more to get through the end of the day. If we have work to do that night, or we have obligations and responsibilities, we should end our day. Baruch HaNosein LaYa'ev Koach Hashem, give us just a little more strength to endure. Why do we start out our morning that day? It almost seems so Jewish. We wake up in the morning and we're already complaining we're exhausted. We wake up, we're already tired and yawning. In the Birchas HaShachar, the brachas of the morning, HaNosein LaYa'ev Koach, we're asking Hashem to give us strength. Rav Aryeh Leib Gordon in his Sefer Iyun HaTfilah points out, this bracha is in fact not mentioned in the Gemara. The Gemara lists off most of Birchas HaShachar and associates it with an activity of the morning, does not record this bracha. And he proposes, that the bracha was actually added by the Chachmei Ashkenaz. And the bracha, HaNosein LaYa'ev Koach, is not directed to the individual who's tired, who didn't have a good night's sleep, who went to sleep too late, who tossed and turned, who's physically exhausted. If you look at these words, they come from a pasuk in the Navi and the prophet Yeshayahu. The prophet praises Hashem, Nosein LaYa'ev Koach. And there, Rabbi Aryeh Leib Gordon points out, Yeshayahu is talking not about individual exhaustion or fatigue. He's talking about nationally, collectively, living in exile, suffering. When one is spent, we're exhausted. We have enough of being on the run, enough of persecution and oppression. Just then, Hashem is Nosein LaYa'ev Koach. He gives us hope, and he gives us strength to endure. He gives us a sense of resiliency to fight through, not to give up. And therefore he suggests the Chachmei Ashkenaz introduced this bracha into the Siddur in order to show support that Jews who woke up and were facing another day of perhaps a pogrom, another day of bias and discrimination, another day of anti-Semitism and mistreatment, we're tired, it's enough of it. So we turn to Hashem and we say, Nosein LaYa'ev Koach, even though we're exhausted at being treated this way, give us koach, give us the strength to endure, give us the strength to be able to overcome. Rav Schwab points out that this bracha originated with Rav Savorai, who edited the Gemara and appeared sometime between the Amoraim and the Gaonim. Unclear exactly when this bracha first came. But coming back full circle to Rav Baruch HaLevi Epstein, who asked the question, why are we beginning our day with a bracha about giving us strength and exhaustion? He says it must be something which is about the future. We wake up in the morning is when we're the most rested. It's when we have the highest energy and the greatest clarity. So why are we saying that bracha Nosein LaYa'ev Koach? Because we're already anticipating that lull. We're already anticipating when during the day we're going to hit that wall. We're going to run out of steam. And we're saying, Hashem Nosein LaYa'ev Koach, give strength to the one who is exhausted. I had a Rebbe who used to point out when a person said they're tired, said, good, you're supposed to be tired. Adam la'amal yulad, we were created in order to work. We were created to labor. We were created to accomplish and to achieve. And just at that moment when we feel exhausted and spent, when we're not sure where we're going to dig deep and find the will and the energy to continue, we make a bracha. We acknowledge Hashem, who's Nosein LaYa'ev Koach, even those who are exhausted. So whether this bracha is referring to nationally and collectively our people and our plight, and even in this harshness of exile, to never give up and to never be too tired, or it's directed at the individual, who when we know we have what to do, don't be lazy, don't procrastinate, don't push it off till later, but dig deep and realize Hashem is Nosein LaYa'ev Koach. Even when we think our tank isn't empty, our battery is on low, we still have more. We can still dig deeper, and we can still accomplish, and we can still achieve with a deep sense of appreciation at the start of our day. Even before we feel that exhaustion, we already recognize and thank Hashem for that gift.